There was months of wondering if a U.S. Supreme Court ruling will affect if juvenile lifers in Michigan will get a chance at resentencing hearings. The answer now is no. Tell us about this decision, Jack.
It's a very curious decision in that the U.S. Supreme Court appears to fly in the face of the federal court decision. Now, the federal Supreme Court, the highest law authority in the land, ruled a couple of years ago that it was unconstitutional to automatically sentence juveniles, people under the age of 18, to life without the possibility of parole. But Attorney General Bill Schuette and some others said that wasn't retroactive, and yesterday the Michigan Supreme Court agreed with him. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today, but it was not quite a party line vote. It was a 4-3 vote. The four justices in favor were all Republicans. One, however, the dissenters, Mary Beth Kelly, was a Republican who actually wrote the dissent, who said it was very clear the U.S. Supreme Court did require this. Federal law trumps state law. So for now, again, these folks sentenced as juveniles have no possibility of a rehearing, of a parole hearing, but I think it's quite possible the federal courts will revisit that.
And Detroit's emergency manager is giving non-unionized city leaders a raise. Why is this happening now in the bankrupt city?
What's being done to sort of keep them on pace with raises that have gone to sort of unionized workers? And we should remember, you may be scratching your head, well, how can they get a raise? Well, they've taken several pay cuts in the last few years before. This doesn't even quite get them back up, I don't believe, to where they were. In terms of actual dollars, it's sort of chicken feed. I think the total amount of raises for the council and the mayor together are less than $50,000 all told. And when we're talking about a city with, you know, billions of dollars of obligations, it's not very much. But it's also a sign, I think, that emergency manager Kevin Orr, who can determine what to pay them, if anything, other emergency managers have not paid the council and mayors at all. It's a sign that he's pleased with their cooperation so far in working through this bankruptcy.
And finally, unaccompanied minors entering the U.S. from the Mexico border has been big news in recent days. There's talk some of these kids might be housed at a juvenile center in a small town near Saginaw. If some of these Latino kids end up in Michigan, what will happen next for them, Jack?
Well, it's not at all clear, and of course, this is a political hot-button issue. It's very easy for politicians to thump their chests and say, we're not going to have any illegal immigrants here. Technically, these poor kids aren't illegal immigrants. What they have talked about, some people have talked about, is bringing about 60 males to a facility in Vassar. That's near Caro in sort of the sugar beet country of Michigan's thumb. Although Congressman Dan Kildee, who represents the area, says that's not going to happen. There's no indication that's going to happen. And if it does, I mean, again, they would have a maximum of 60. And as far as I can tell, it's under the contract of a social service agency called Wolverine that's based in Grosse Pointe Park. I don't know what would happen to them. I don't know if they'd eventually get full asylum, if they'd age out of the system. But as of now, there is no definite word, and some word, indeed, that this is very likely not to happen. So we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.